Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 3. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. The French island of Corsica is famous for its beautiful white beaches. But did you know that over 15,000 cows move freely around the island, including its beaches? While tourists often think it's fun to take selfies with the cows, they might actually be putting themselves at risk. Last summer, some aggressive cows attacked a tour guide. So now there are notices on the beaches reminding visitors that the cows should be left alone. Two.
And now some news that will make local dog owners very happy. Our city authorities have decided to allow dogs onto Westport Beach. However, if you want to go for a beach walk with your dog, you need to follow some rules. First of all, dogs must be on a lead all the time, and you must always clean up after them. Remember that you have to take your dog away from the beach if it behaves badly. Finally, make sure you have lots of fresh water for your pet.
Three. Can you imagine? I was walking along a beach when I noticed a small animal digging in the sand. I walked towards it. As I got closer, I saw it was a cute little pig, and it didn't run away. Suddenly, it looked at me and wagged its tail, showing no fear. So I quietly pulled out my phone to take a few photos. After some time, the pig gave me another look and then ran off. I'm still wondering if it was someone's pet. Four.
Are you a wildlife lover and a nature enthusiast? Then you'll enjoy exploring one of Australia's most beautiful national parks on foot. Our day will start very early so that we'll be able to observe kangaroos on the beach at sunrise. After that, we'll have a picnic breakfast on the beach, and I'll tell you all about the other animals in the park. It will certainly be an unforgettable day. There are only a few places left for tomorrow's walk, so you need to make up your mind soon if you want to join me.
Five. When someone mentions penguins, you probably think of the cold and icy Antarctic. You may feel sure that it's impossible to see these birds on the warm shores of Africa. But in fact, Boulders Beach, near Cape Town in South Africa, has its own colony of penguins. They settled there in 1982. This beach is one of the few places where you can get close to African penguins and watch them swimming in the ocean waters. The huge rocks on the beach protect the penguins from the wind and waves and create an ideal environment for them.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. The French island of Corsica is famous for its beautiful white beaches. But did you know that over 15,000 cows move freely around the island, including its beaches? While tourists often think it's fun to take selfies with the cows, they might actually be putting themselves at risk. Last summer, some aggressive cows attacked a tour guide. So now there are notices on the beaches reminding visitors that the cows should be left alone. 2.
And now some news that will make local dog owners very happy. Our city authorities have decided to allow dogs onto Westport Beach. However, if you want to go for a beach walk with your dog, you need to follow some rules. First of all, dogs must be on a lead all the time, and you must always clean up after them. Remember that you have to take your dog away from the beach if it behaves badly. Finally, make sure you have lots of fresh water for your pet.
3. Can you imagine? I was walking along a beach when I noticed a small animal digging in the sand. I walked towards it. As I got closer, I saw it was a cute little pig, and it didn't run away. Suddenly, it looked at me and wagged its tail, showing no fear. So I quietly pulled out my phone to take a few photos. After some time, the pig gave me another look and then ran off. I'm still wondering if it was someone's pet. 4.
Are you a wildlife lover and a nature enthusiast? Then you'll enjoy exploring one of Australia's most beautiful national parks on foot. Our day will start very early, so that we'll be able to observe kangaroos on the beach at sunrise. After that, we'll have a picnic breakfast on the beach, and I'll tell you all about the other animals in the park. It will certainly be an unforgettable day. There are only a few places left for tomorrow's walk, so you need to make up your mind soon if you want to join me.
5. When someone mentions penguins, you probably think of the cold and icy Antarctic. You may feel sure that it's impossible to see these birds on the warm shores of Africa. But in fact, Boulders Beach, near Cape Town in South Africa, has its own colony of penguins. They settled there in 1982. This beach is one of the few places where you can get close to African penguins and watch them swimming in the ocean waters. The huge rocks on the beach protect the penguins from the wind and waves and create an ideal environment for them.
2. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu 1.
One.
In a recent survey of 2,000 people, 33% said autumn was their favorite season of the year. When asked about the best aspects of autumn, some people mentioned drinking hot chocolate. But the most popular answer given by more than half of the people who took part in the survey was watching the leaves change colour. The next answer in order of popularity was feeling the chill in the air, which was mentioned by 45% of participants. The least popular answer was making homemade soup.
2. Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
In a recent survey of 2,000 people, 33% said autumn was their favorite season of the year. When asked about the best aspects of autumn, some people mention drinking hot chocolate. But the most popular answer given by more than half of the people who took part in the survey was watching the leaves change colour. The next answer in order of popularity was feeling the chill in the air, which was mentioned by 45% of participants. The least popular answer was making homemade soup.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu drugiego.
Two. When I was at Redland School, a lot of students brought their lunch to school in paper bags. My mother made delicious sandwiches, and every day I looked forward to eating them. I used to arrive at school early because I wanted to play with my friends in the playground. But before doing that, I always put my books and lunch bag in the school corridor outside my classroom. I usually ate the sandwiches during breaks between lessons. One day, when I got back from the playground, my lunch was missing. The same thing happened the next day and the next. I asked everyone, but no one admitted to taking my lunch. So, after a few days, I asked my mum if I could make my own sandwiches. She probably thought I wanted to show her how independent I was. But the real reason was, of course, totally different. Instead of using a regular filling, I put dog food into my sandwiches. I couldn't wait to see the thief's reaction after taking the first bite. When I got to school, I left the bag of sandwiches outside my classroom as usual. But instead of going to play, I stood on the second floor balcony to wait for the thief. And sure enough, he showed up. The sandwich thief turned out to be the head teacher's dog.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
When I was at Redland School, a lot of students brought their lunch to school in paper bags. My mother made delicious sandwiches, and every day I looked forward to eating them. I used to arrive at school early because I wanted to play with my friends in the playground. But before doing that, I always put my books and lunch bag in the school corridor outside my classroom. I usually ate the sandwiches during breaks between lessons. One day, when I got back from the playground, my lunch was missing. The same thing happened the next day and the next. I asked everyone, but no one admitted to taking my lunch. So, after a few days, I asked my mum if I could make my own sandwiches. She probably thought I wanted to show her how independent I was. But the real reason was, of course, totally different. Instead of using a regular filling, I put dog food into my sandwiches. I couldn't wait to see the thief's reaction after taking the first bite. When I got to school, I left the bag of sandwiches outside my classroom as usual. But instead of going to play, I stood on the second floor balcony to wait for the thief. And sure enough, he showed up. The sandwich thief turned out to be the head teacher's dog.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu trzeciego.
3. Sarah, how did you get interested in cats?
It all began when I got my first cat, Charlie, for my 7th birthday. I spent a lot of time with him because I had no brother or sister to play with. I noticed that Charlie was very motivated by food, so I used that to encourage him to do things like jumping over different objects. When he did the jump correctly, I gave him some food as a reward. And then I showed the tricks to my parents and friends.
And in your professional life, you're still involved with cats, aren't you?
That's right. As a cat therapist, I see lots of cats every day and the stressful situations they face, like going to the vet or being kept in cages at rescue centres. My job is to teach cats the key skills they need to get on well with people. But I'm always very careful not to do anything that goes against what a cat is like by nature.
And the last question is, have you ever trained a dog?
No, not really. I don't work with dogs, but I know that dogs can read the clues we give them perfectly. Cats are not so good at that. If you stand in front of a cat, they think, "Why on earth are you standing in my way?" and then walk off. When dogs get our attention, they feel that it is a good reward for them, but cats don't. They prefer food.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Sarah, how did you get interested in cats?
It all began when I got my first cat, Charlie, for my 7th birthday. I spent a lot of time with him because I had no brother or sister to play with. I noticed that Charlie was very motivated by food, so I used that to encourage him to do things like jumping over different objects. When he did the jump correctly, I gave him some food as a reward. And then I showed the tricks to my parents and friends.
And in your professional life, you're still involved with cats, aren't you?
That's right. As a cat therapist, I see lots of cats every day and the stressful situations they face, like going to the vet or being kept in cages at rescue centres. My job is to teach cats the key skills they need to get on well with people. But I'm always very careful not to do anything that goes against what a cat is like by nature.
And the last question is, have you ever trained a dog?
No, not really. I don't work with dogs, but I know that dogs can read the clues we give them perfectly. Cats are not so good at that. If you stand in front of a cat, they think, "Why on earth are you standing in my way?" and then walk off. When dogs get our attention, they feel that it is a good reward for them. But cats don't. They prefer food.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. I bought this coffee machine from you, but it doesn't work properly.
Okay, just put it up here on the counter. Thank you. Can you please give me your name and surname?
I'm Emily Weber.
Okay, and now I just need to make a note of the model and the serial number. That information is on the back of the machine, so could you read it for me?
No problem. It says that the machine is a La Mocha Smart and the number is CQ9775.
Can you repeat that, please?
Okay. Le Mocha Smart CQ9775.
Got it. And how old is the machine?
Let me think. I bought it in May 2024, so it's 1 year old. Here are the documents.
Thank you. So, what seems to be the problem?
Well, the machine makes strange noises when I turn it on. I always put plenty of coffee beans into the machine, but the coffee I get is very weak.
Oh, is it possible that you poured some water into the machine's coffee bean container by mistake?
Well, actually, that's what I did. It was about 3 weeks ago, you know, the Monday morning rush. I let it dry for a week and I thought everything was going to be all right.
Fixing it should take just a few days. You can leave the machine here and we'll call you when it's ready. The repair will be free of charge because it's still under guarantee, but I strongly recommend an additional deep cleaning. For £30, we'll clean every part of the machine. And if you buy the deep cleaning, you'll get a free box of special cleaning powder to use at home, worth £10.
That sounds perfect.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. I bought this coffee machine from you, but it doesn't work properly.
Okay, just put it up here on the counter. Thank you. Can you please give me your name and surname?
I'm Emily Weber.
Okay. And now I just need to make a note of the model and the serial number. That information is on the back of the machine, so could you read it for me?
No problem. It says that the machine is a Le Mocha Smart and the number is CQ9775.
Can you repeat that, please?
Okay. Le Mocha Smart CQ9775.
Got it. And how old is the machine?
Let me think. I bought it in May 2024, so it's 1 year old. Here are the documents.
Thank you. So, what seems to be the problem?
Well, the machine makes strange noises when I turn it on. I always put plenty of coffee beans into the machine, but the coffee I get is very weak.
Oh, is it possible that you poured some water into the machine's coffee bean container by mistake?
Well, actually, that's what I did. It was about 3 weeks ago, you know, the Monday morning rush. I let it dry for a week and I thought everything was going to be all right.
Fixing it should take just a few days. You can leave the machine here and we'll call you when it's ready. The repair will be free of charge because it's still under guarantee, but I strongly recommend an additional deep cleaning. For £30, we'll clean every part of the machine. And if you buy the deep cleaning, you'll get a free box of special cleaning powder to use at home, worth £10.
That sounds perfect.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.